Welcome back, guys, to another episode of Hero's Journey. The wait's finally over. Everyone's been asking, where is Hero's Journey? It's been too long. That's you. Are they ever going to come back?
I think that's mainly my aunt and my great aunt who have been asking.
Our loyal fans. Belgium, if you're still there, we're back, baby.
Been with us since day two, baby.
Yeah, we just... Oh, I'm Annabelle. This is Cam. For those newer listeners, we haven't recorded in a while. I think what, first one of the year, right?
Definitely first one of the year. I think the last one was end-ish of last year. I think we had an interview. I think it was Aaron who was our last interview.
Oh, Aaron. That was great interview. Guys, if you have any ladies in your life, mom, wife, sister, cousin, aunt, I'm sure there's other ladies. Have them check that out. It's a great episode. They can definitely benefit from it. Public floor lady.
Yeah, it was good. We'll definitely get back into doing other interviews, but you know, right now, Annabelle and I are perfectly content talking, you know, topics and whatever people want to hear. And honestly, whatever we want to talk about. And hopefully what we want to talk about is what you guys want to talk about. But we've been away.
Oh, true.
Yeah. We've been away for a little bit, and we want to tell you a little bit of where we've been. But also kind of like our thoughts on the health and fitness space as a whole.
Maybe we should give them background. First of all, guys, we do this purely for fun, out of passion. Cam has his full-time job. I have my full-time job. We're not getting paid for this yet.
Yet.
So.
All right. So let's start with... Well, what do you think, Annabelle? Should we start with why we took a break and then kind of just our thoughts on the fitness space and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, tell them. Why did we stop recording for a little bit?
Okay, so we want to be very transparent with people because there's always a means to the end. There's always a reason why somebody or a company is doing something. So very upfront, the reason we record podcasts, the reason we're trying to bring the best information that we can from our own expertise and experiences to you guys is we want the podcast to grow so that we can get it sponsored. I mean, we want to make some money doing this eventually. So like we are trying to bring you the best information that we can so that the podcast can grow. And then somebody will say, hey, this is pretty cool. We want to pay you for this. So like very upfront, that's why we're, you know, doing this.
But trying to do it for a living.
Yeah. So the only way for it to grow is for it as actually to bring value that, you know, you actually find what we're saying, whether it be entertaining or at least you can apply it to your own life or else it's just not going to grow. If we're just...
It's definitely not for our good looks, right?
It's not. the brown boys back in the studio. And then the other reason why we're doing this as well, and it's why we stopped, was we were wanting to coach. We were wanting to get, you know, we were basically wanting people to have the experiences that we had, that not a lot of people get to experience is a change in either health or physique or both. For myself, it was physique going from very skinny to being bigger. I'm not some Schwarzenegger or what's that guy's name? Chris. I'm not gonna butcher.
Bumpston.
Yeah, that guy. So mm-hmm. I'm not like anything like that, but you know, putting on 25 pounds of muscle is quite a bit, especially if you're natural and you know doing this, you know, not for a living. And then for Annabelle, it was losing weight and it was healthy. There were some health scares going on, and you know that's a big reason why you know. He wants to talk about this thing is because we want people to actually feel like there's hope in changing something about their body, whether that be strength or endurance, whatever it might be, or something about their health, whether that's cholesterol or diabetes. You know, Annabelle knows all about those two things and, you know, no longer has to worry about it.
Yeah, it was really, like Cam said, we saw so much, I'm trying to say it politely, there's a lot of crap on the internet. And even before we really got on social media and tried to grow our accounts to help more people, it just was filled with a lot of confusion, a lot of nonsense. And we'll get into this more. And we saw that from the coaching side, trying to grow, trying to help. And I guess we'll touch on it more like our experience with it now and then maybe also back in the day.
Yeah. So we
kind of like,
so Annabelle, you would agree with me to say we started and we still have the podcast and the coaching with good intentions. We are like, we want to help people. And I just told you why we wanted to grow the podcast. So we can get paid. We also want to coach people and, you know, we're not doing it for free. I mean, we're giving the advice out for free, but if you want that extra step, we obviously want to be, you know, compensated for that. But what happened was, is we kind of started to lose, the trees for the forest, whatever that expression is. And we're like, well, how are we going to get more people to, or maybe it's the forest for the trees. I can't remember. How are we going to get more people? So we joined some coaching programs and essentially some of the advice that they were giving us was don't do podcasts. They're not a way in which you can quickly gain a following and quickly gain attention and then quickly make money is essentially kind of what some of the advice was. And so we stopped doing podcasts because that was the advice given to us and tried to get, you know, on, they recommended TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook and doing reels, trying to get people to see you and your page and all that kind of stuff. So that's one big reason why we stopped is we drank the Kool-Aid and took someone's advice against our better judgment because we love doing podcasts to stop doing them to potentially try and make money.
It was one of those things where in hindsight, it kind of makes sense, but I get it. If you're trying to help someone make money online, a podcast is way too slow.
Yeah.
Like way too slow. It can work, but if we're talking years. And if you need to make money in months or within a year, you got to go reels. And that, oh my gosh, I can't stand them anymore.
Yeah. So
they give you no value whatsoever. No explanation. You see, see girl shaking her butt saying see below, or a big guy Rip saying see below. And you're like, bro, I'm not going to read this fat caption on some BS that you're trying to tell me that you probably didn't even do just so you can get more views and likes for your video, for your coaching program. And really, your coaching program, it may be good or it may be bad.
It's probably the same as the next person's.
Yeah, it may not even be. Oh, I won't say names for which coaching program, but we didn't join this one.
Yeah.
But there was one where I would feel bad if I did that to a client. They weren't really, it was just kind of like, get them in, get them out. Just give them basic information that you probably received in this podcast and they'll get results, but not because of coaching. It's just
because you were telling me it was a pretty penny too. I think I know which one you're alluding to, but you're saying it's pretty expensive for something that you could get for free or for minimal value.
And all they were doing was just like, did you track? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
That's unhelpful.
So that's one big reason why we've been away. And then during that time, this soul searching time of trying to not grow the podcast, but just grow Instagram to get potential people to pay you money, we soaked in a lot of information about the online world, especially about the social media world. And that's kind of what we want to sit on today. That's kind of where we've been.
Tell them about, we had a rough, guys. I don't know if you guys don't know this, but Cam and I were away from social media for 10 plus years. 10 plus years. No Instagram, no TikTok within the theme back in the day. No Facebook. I mean,
scorched earth, baby. We were sending pigeons, you know, Hedwig from Harry Potter. I was sending mail to Annabelle. We're riding on.
We didn't have a phone, guys.
We were on horseback and buggy and all that kind of stuff.
So to go from that to going on social media and then making my own account is just like, oh my gosh! And then it was very disappointing.
And some of these influencers have had, you know, Instagram or Facebook since they were like 10 years old. I mean, I'm kind of being, you know, funny here, but they've had it for such a long time, they know the ins and outs. So that there was a big learning curve there. But while we were doing all this, there's some big points that we want to talk about. And, you know, one of those things is Annabelle and I were talking in the gym the other day, and we're like, hey, if you had to sum up the health and fitness space in just one word, what would that one word be? Annabelle, what would you say that one word is?
Okay, so Cam and I had different words. For me, it was, I don't even know if it's a word, but scammy. So I just feel like scammy. Like, you're up to something. And it's not beneficial to the people watching.
When you when you're saying they're up to something, are you saying they're up to like selling you something, or they're not being authentic?
Both, in the sense that I think we've said this hundreds of times, but like actual fitness advice, now knowing what I know, you would disregard it. You wouldn't even believe it.
It's not sexy.
It can't be that. Yeah, it's not sexy. It's not the reason you can't lose weight. It can't be because you have a poor relationship with food, that you have bad habits that make it really, really, really hard. I'm not disregarding that. That doesn't sell. I'm not going to convince you to sign up for my coaching. But if I say it's an ancestral past life situation where you accidentally killed an ant and that's why you're paying for this inability to lose weight, I mean, dang, you'll sign up quick.
You must eat cow testicles for lunch and dinner if you want your
testosterone. And the weight will drop off.
I mean, just like that. Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you on that word. So my word, it sounds like we're in some like meeting. My truth, what I want to say. So my word was viral. And why I said this was, I have seen good coaches on social media. Like, that's not, we're not saying that they're every person out there is out to get you and everyone's bad. That's not what we're saying.
No.
But the word viral comes to mind is because you've probably been scrolling before, because the algorithm will do this to you, and you're like, hey, that's a cool video. And then a couple scrolls later, you see something like oddly similar, like pretty similar. And then you keep going, and you go, oh, I think I've seen this before. Oh, I think I've seen this before. And the more you watch, the more you realize is that people are copying each other, or that they're what's the word, Annabelle? They're getting inspired by other people. And yes. So if you boil it down, I don't even think I told you this analogy, Annabelle, but there's whales. Okay. And what I mean by whales is like, there's the big fish. Okay. And the big fish makes the, you know, every time they move, everyone else feels it. Like when a whale moves, you know, all the water around it kind of goes away.
Yeah. Like a good example would be a Jeff Nippard.
That's a great example. Actually, now that you say that, I almost did a word for word copy of one of his reels. I mean, again,
I didn't know that one.
Yeah. We're being honest, guys. This is where we were. This is the advice given to us. This was, you know, what is being pushed in the health and fitness space on the influencer coaches side of things. They pretty much tell you, find the big whale, find the big fish, and get quote inspiration from their videos, because what they're doing is obviously working, because it's got a lot of likes and comments and views and engagement, or whatever the words are for social
media. Some people did not get inspiration. It was straight up copy and paste.
Yeah. And then others are legit copy and paste, like kind of what I did. But a lot of others are very, very similar. And why I don't like, so there's obviously people got to do what they got to do. If that's free market, if that's how the algorithm works.
You're trying to make money. I get it.
Like, I respect the hustle, but what we're trying to, I guess, tell everyone listening here is how to kind of spot the scammers. We're going to get to some of the scammers here in a second, but at least trying to paint this picture of like what is going on behind the scenes from the influencer side or from the coach's side. And again, not all of them. Some of them are good faith people. They're not doing these things, or maybe unintentionally doing these things, and they're not trying to hurt anybody, but there are a lot of scammers out there. So you just have to be careful. And everyone listening is smart enough to make their own decisions. We're not trying to monitor people's thoughts or what they're trying to consume. Consume whatever you want, but just know behind the scenes, people are copying and copying and copying and copying off a copy. And so what that tells me is, do these people even do that in their workouts? Or are they just picking a trend and they're trying to get attention And they might not ever do that themselves or program it for a client or give it to a patient, but they're just doing it to be seen. You know what I mean, Animal?
They are so... Okay. I will give people the benefit of the doubt. They are so... Okay, there's like different sides to the whole equation. There's like the nutrition reels. There's the training workouts reels. A lot of what you see from both sides, I'm like, I know. I now know. Maybe 10 years ago, I didn't. And I would just eat it up and believe it all. But I know you did not do that workout to get that big. And I know you're not eating like that. But you're only doing it like Hampton because it's a trend, because it's going viral, because you need more likes, views, which I get it. You're trying to run your business. You're trying to get more eyeballs, more attention, because we're in the attention economy.
Yeah.
If you can get more attention, you can make more money. And that's what you're trying to do, which I get it.
And
I don't
know. Yeah. So again, like we're saying, there's good coaches. These coaching programs are not teaching people how to be good coaches. That's not there. They already assume that you're a good coach or that you can do things in that realm. So they're not trying to teach you that. What they're, so the good faith on their side of things is they're trying to take, you know, Frank from down the road, who's a personal trainer and wants to, you know, get more clients, but, and he's good, you know, he's been doing it for 15 years. He's just not tech savvy. And they're trying to basically bring, the coaching isn't the problem. It's the, they said the attention is the problem. Your page or you don't have enough attention to then get more clients. And attention can come in two forms. It can come with you pay for the attention. So those are like sponsored videos where you give the social media, you know, your money for them to boost your post, or something going viral where the algorithm just pushes it without you having to pay for it. And that will bring you a lot of attention. So that's kind of like what they promote, is you have to get the attention, whether it's viral or whether you're paying for it. And they don't really tell you that the stuff that actually works is not the stuff that goes viral. There's sometimes it is when some people are just being brutally honest and they're like, hey, this is what it is. Like, if you're tired of all this other horse shit, you know, listen to what I've got to say, because this is what actually works. And I'm just going to say it plain. There's no quick cuts and edits and all this type of stuff.
Oh my gosh. It's true. You just have to be really good at editing, social media. And I'm not going to say that all good coaches are bad at social media, because there are some really good coaches that, I mean, they have some freaking banger.
Oh, yeah.
Videos that you're like, that was super, and I mean super informative, and it was a freaking great video. But a lot of times, generally, is the other way around. Like, some of the best coaches I've seen online, I mean, I'll be honest with you, they could probably hire someone to run their Instagram and it'll look a lot better, but you still follow them because, you know what, they have really good information. But a lot of times it's the other extreme where it's like, man, you have great videos, but you did not say anything for the past 2 minutes in your video, but people are watching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Respect the game, you know?
Yeah. Like, it sounds kind of like we're just whining and complaining. And
like, you guys didn't make it, so that's why you're upset.
And you know, there's some truth to it, but part of why we don't like it is because that's just not us. You know, like,
yeah,
I'm not going to copy the next Jeff Nipford video because, you know, he said calf raises from a slight angle is the scientific. He's like, bro, just work hard. Just do calf raises. There's nothing scientific about the angle. Like, if you squeak out 1%, okay, maybe if you're a bodybuilder and you need that 1%, the average Joe who's, you know, just trying to look good naked and maybe have another kid, get his wife all riled up, he doesn't need that 1%. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. One, in those short 60 seconds, guys, you cannot properly explain something. That's not our style, first of all. Came out like these long forms.
You can see we're long-winded.
We're very long-winded. Having to be concise. You're missing a lot of points. There's a lot of nuances. And when it comes to nutrition, training, there's some clear sayings that everyone needs to know. And then outside of that, I'm going to tell you something that they told me in school that I used to hate back in the day. It depends. It depends. If your goal is for just general health and fitness, you know what? That extra 1% on your calf raises or extra one or the slight tweak and variation, it may not apply to you. It may not. But if your goal is bodybuilding or, well, let's say for instance, a lot of people always debate, should you use barbell or should you use, I don't know, free weights or dumbbells? Like, it depends. Should you do lower reps or higher reps? It depends. What's your goal? If you're a strength athlete or if you're an actual, you play sports, you might want to do more strength training than hypertrophy training. It's just like I said, it all depends. What are you trying to do?
Yeah, that was a big word that they used in physical therapy school too. It was always, it depends. And the correct answer is that is kind of true because everybody's different. And it really does depend on the situation in front of you, the person in front of you, because not everybody presents the same. Not everyone responds the same. Okay, so we've been definitely picking on it right now, you know, social media and all that kind of stuff. But here, at least in my mind, here are some good things that has been going on in the health and fitness space is there are so many more like fitness modalities, so to speak. Like when I say modalities, I'm talking like there's Orange Theory and now there's Hyrox and, you know, CrossFit's been around for a second now and there's triathlon. Like there's so many different like modes, the F45 or whatever that thing's called. Where like, I think it's called functional 45, where it's like a functional 45-minute workout or something like that.
I haven't heard of that.
There's
one.
Like so many different types or different ways you can train that are accessible. You know, like even just, you know, a little while back, you know, if not a lot of people did powerlifting or Olympic weightlifting, and it was like not really stuff in the gym, you didn't really know many people who did that. And now like you could probably easily find a personal trainer or a coach who specializes in that, where you can kind of get trained by, like, that wasn't really heard of not too long ago. So the access, at least outside of social media, there's so much more access. And then on social media, you do have, I mean, you can literally look up a doctor or, you know, maybe a famous physical therapist or athletic trainer that has worked with, you know, a professional football team or something. You can literally get some of their advice on things and they might even message you back and all that kind of stuff. So like, it's really cool, the access that you have. But with the access, there's charlatans and scammers who come in who are going to make you think that this way of training is the only way. And then I hold the secret to you losing weight or you getting out of pain or you doing this because you just haven't experienced this type and I know what to do. So follow me, pay me, and I will get you where you want to go. So that's where more of, like, I guess you would say the potential scammers can come in. There's probably some, again, like we're saying, good faith people doing this. But that's where we start to kind of have like, okay, with all this access, now there's lots of room for imposters.
I completely agree with you. I've seen there's accounts that I follow now that I'm like, you're giving out good information, things that I'm still learning, because I'm saying that you're never going to stop learning. And you're like, wow, this guy or this gal has great stuff. People are getting this for free. What a steal. And honestly, some of the people, us included, are giving you stuff that other coaches charge you for. Not to toot our own horn, but it's true. Like, so that's the beauty of the internet.
Yeah.
But there's so many people.
And the crazy part is I know some of the accounts you're talking about, and they are not nearly as big as like the young 20, 30-year-old, you know, guy that's just ripped, that, you know, is just following the trend, and that people are like, oh, yeah, I want to look like that, or I want, you know, that person's pretty strong, I want to do that. And it's like, they might not know the first thing about training someone who is a mom in her 40s.
No.
Yeah, or a new dad who doesn't have time to work out, all that kind of stuff.
So what are some like red flags for potential, I don't want to say scammers, because you can always learn from people.
Yeah. And it depends. Like you said, you know, not everybody who will do these things that we're about to talk about are scamming you.
They might genuinely believe it.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't think we were scamming people. We really thought we wanted to help people, but we were falling into some of these things that, because we do have some of the credentials. Annabelle is a certified personal trainer. I'm a doctor of physical therapy. Like, we have experience. We've coached people. We haven't coached, you know, a butt ton of people, but we've coached people like enough to
get there
enough to get results. So like, we're not going to sit here and say we've trained hundreds of people, but we've definitely trained, you know, a couple handfuls of people. So I would say one thing to be on the lookout for is if you follow somebody and then they directly direct message you right away, what this tells me is that they're not confident in their information that they're giving, that they're going to try to directly reach out to then sell to you. They're going to make it sound like they're trying to give you more advice. Hey, what about my page really stood out to you, Annabelle? And is there anything I can do to help?
Man, you are literally exposing the game right now. Oh my gosh, I'm worried for my life now.
Yeah, they're going to come take this podcast off the air. But yeah, if you get a direct message, and a lot of those things are even automated. They're not even them sitting there. I'm sure smaller accounts they're sending it, but some of them are just automated. You're not special. And you know, you get that message, and if you respond, that their whole thing is just to funnel you down so that you pay them. And again, if you're getting value, like that's not, I'm not trying to say if you're, you know, if you're getting value, then pay them. I'm not telling you not to, but a lot of the time that is to get you on a sales call. That is to get them to sell you some product for you to, basically for you to say, they'll boil it down to, if you, especially if you're direct messaging somebody, they're going to get you to a point where they're trying for you to tell them what you're struggling with and what you've tried. And then what they'll say is, oh, what you tried isn't right. And you kind of told me what you're struggling with. And this is the solution. But let's talk on a call and I can tell you more about that. And then they're going to try and sell their program. And that's fine if you feel like they can help.
I would say that the reason why it's a red flag, it's not like immediate, like, don't sign up with them, is that a lot of the people who join these programs, they're getting help from the business side. The social media side, which is great. Some of those people, like Cam said, they're like Joe, who has 15 years of in-person training and it's now trying to get on social media. You know what? They're great. They're probably going to give you a lot of...
And they might be following...
They're going to help you a lot.
They might be following that strategy too.
Yeah, but the problem maybe is that you don't know. It could just be someone with, I don't know, fresh out of high school, trying to do this for a living, has no experience. And again, not trying to dismiss them at all. I'm sure there can be helpful, but it's just like, okay, how can you really help me?
I mean, in some of the groups that Annabelle and I have been a part of, there were some really good coaches and trainers and physios in there. Like people who I'm like, I even have learned things from them. Just how they talk, how they present things. Like, and again, they might be following the trend too. You know, I don't know. I might be falling for it as well. But there are some good trainers in there. But there are a lot of people who are like, you know, just out of college, just in college, you want to make $30,000 a month. Cause I saw that, you know, there's an advertisement that said, if I was a coach and liked, you know, fitness and had a good body that I can do this. And you're just like, oh my goodness. You know, some of these guys in here have been, you know, killing it for like 10 years, you know, coaching their butts off in a gym or, you know, in a PT clinic, working hard, and they're just needing some help with, you know, getting clients. And these other people have no experience.
No. Right, I would say generally outside of like the business side is if you see someone posting online, whether it's nutrition, whether it's training related, and it's one size fits all, like this is the only way to do X, Y, and Z. And there are some hard truth that can be applied in multiple different ways. Mm-hmm. For example, to lose weight, I don't care what anyone tells you. You have to be in a calorie deficit. I also got tired of saying that in videos because I was like, you can only explain it in so many ways. To lose weight, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's not anything else outside of that. You may not be tracking correctly. Maybe you're not in an actual calorie deficit and that's why you can't lose because it's hard. You have other behavioral habits, stress. Like, I mean, maybe you're not sleeping. So when you don't sleep, you're more hungry the next day. Whatever. They are real issues. But the actual science is calorie deficit. They get stronger. Progressive overload. That's it. It can be applied so many different ways. But the problem is a lot of these people tell you this is the only way. And sometimes they even disregard the science. And there's a lot of pseudoscience saying this is what you need to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that point. And especially to that point, making it seem like they have... Okay, so here's kind of a twofold thing. they have the information that you don't have, something maybe you haven't tried, right? Because we talked about earlier, there's all these different methods, all these different ways now. So like maybe you just haven't tried this way. Maybe you haven't tried V-Shred's way of doing it. And then on the other side, which we learned in one coaching program, is you give people, like Annabelle and I would give you the what, but then sell you the how. We give you just enough what so that you know what to do, but you don't really know how to do it and how to progress and how to like actually like string the pearls together. So that's what the coaches will then sell you on, is the how. So that'd be, I'm not going to say that's not, again, these aren't just things to be aware of. If you feel like you're watching someone's content and you're like, this is great, but I don't really like it, just, it's just not the full picture. Like, I feel like I need something else. If you have to ask the question, I feel like I need something else. They're sitting there going, I got you right where I want you. I'm the thing that gives you that something else. I will coach you on the how, but I'll tell you the what. And on some accounts, you go there and you're like Annabelle said, you're like, how is this free? Like, they're literally telling me everything I need to do, like verbatim. And the good coaches, you pay them for the accountability. They already told you what and how to do it, but now you're paying them because they gave you so much value that you're like, I really want Annabelle to coach me, because every time an episode airs, like, I just learned so much. I've applied it. He's answered questions for me. I want to like take it to the next level, get some accountability, and maybe fine tune. But
yeah, or maybe more specialized in implementation. I will say, because some of these people do give you the how, but it's hard for me to say, here's what I would do for, like you said, Sally, who's 40, just got, you know, trying to get her back in shape, or Joe with a dad, like, you know, who may be more specific. It's hard to do that on social media for every single case. So that would be something else. Like, maybe that's what you need, something more specialized instead of a general how. Because what if maybe you can't even get up? So maybe you need some prehab, like Cam could help, and then get you up to where you're able to squat or do other. So that's like what we kind of talk about. But most people will give, some of them do give you the how.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. Again, we're coming at this from a very biased perspective of, we've tried these things and they were just, it was just eye-opening to see what's kind of behind the curtain on a lot of these things. I would say another thing to do what?
It's like, just like with social media and everything, you're like, this is how it works?
Yeah.
I don't know if I like it, but okay.
It is what it is. But yeah, it is what it is. Another thing, and this again, a lot of these things, you can take them either way. But I would say, if you can't find out what somebody's prices are without getting on a call with them, I would be just a little hesitant. And again, that's not to say that those people are scammers. That's not what I'm saying at all. But a lot of the times, if the prices aren't on there, you know you're about to get bent over the barrel with the cost.
When you go to a restaurant and the prices are on the menu, you're like, okay.
Hold on to your pocketbook and don't get dessert, okay?
I walk into the wrong restaurant. No appetizers, water, please.
That's so right.
Yeah, but I'll get a side salad. That's all.
You're like, excuse me, waiter, but I don't know how much the filet mignon is. And he just like chuckles and be like,
you don't belong here.
You don't belong here. You just hand me the credit card. Daddy will take care of it. But yeah, again, that's not a one size fits all, but a lot of the times it is to soften the blow on what the cost is going to be and try and like convince you on why that price is worth it. Again, that's just a strategy. I wouldn't say that's just a red flag, but I'll just let you know there's probably somebody else online who's going to do it cheaper and probably do about the same job, but they just might not be as popular. It's kind of what it is. Is there any other like big red flags that you can think of, Annabelle?
What have we talked about? I think there's probably more.
There's probably a lot more.
Just big picture. If they think there's only one approach and they are the only one that has the answer to it, like, that's not true.
Yeah. Okay. What would you say, Annabelle, is the sign of a good coach, like a green flag?
I would say,
and we're saying coach, but like influencer, people who've got account. Anybody can make an account now.
And I know a lot of people hate this, but they actually try to use science. Real science. And a lot of people kind of hate it nowadays because it's all this evidence-based and how some people take it too far. Like, you need to do the calf raise at this angle.
Yeah.
You need to eat this nutrition. Blah, blah, blah. But like, they stick to the science. And what I mean by that is, like, kind of we talked about energy balance, calories in, calories out, hitting your protein, progressive overload, reps in reserve, blah, 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 blah. Those are like, you stick to those because those have been proven, were proven like a long, long time ago. If someone kind of veers off, now there's multiple approaches, there's multiple ways of application. If they veer too much from that and are talking about, I don't know, you know what I'm talking about, that pseudoscience, the woo-woo,
yeah,
magical, take this potion, pill, the reason why you can't get strong is because, oh, I won't say names, but there's this person that I know who fell for the social media trap on why he couldn't get strong or build muscle. He hopped on a little bit of sauce. And he had been working out consistently, and I mean consistently. And he looked at me dead in the eye, like, because he knows that I coach some people and I train. It's like, yeah, here's what I'm doing. I think my problem is that I just, you know, need to hop on the sauce. Just was baffled. I was like, no. First of all, if you want to do that, it's fine. It's up, it's up to you. But I'm like, that's not your problem. First of all, you're not properly programming. Two, you're not tracking your workout, so you don't even know if you're doing more or less. Three, you're not hitting your protein. Four, you don't sleep. And there was a new one.
Yeah.
So many things that I was just like, that's a problem, not you've got to hop on the sauce.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I'd say a green flag is, again, if this person is a coach or selling something, that they've got some testimonials. And
yes,
and not just testimonials on their landing page or website where they're going to obviously put the best people up front, but who are consistently posting on the, either their website or Instagram page or whatever. There's a flow of people coming in and there's a flow of people getting results, not just a handful of people. And this is not, I mean, if you're just starting off, like, you have to start somewhere, you know. I'm not saying like you have to have like this big thing, but like if someone's going to charge you an arm and a leg and they're, you know, not potentially qualified and they don't have any, you know, degrees and they don't have any testimonials, it's like, this might be a scam here.
Unless they're, if they are new and they're upfront about the prices and maybe they're not charging you an arm and a leg, you're like, okay, they're cheap for now because of this, but they at least were transparent about it. They weren't.
Yeah. I think I'm talking more about some maybe bigger accounts. Not
oh, I know what you're talking about.
This is more for
now.
Bigger. Yeah. Not smaller accounts who are up and coming. I'm not, you know, not talking about us in this regard. But bigger accounts who, if they have all this attention and they're gonna try and sell you something, but they have no proof of concept other than themselves, like, I'm not saying that proof of concept of yourself isn't like a bad way to go about it, but it's not, they could have genetics that are just superior to yours, or they could be on the sauce. They could be like, they could look like this for the last 15 years and, you know, started working out in middle school. And if you're in your 30s and expect to look like them in 3 months, you're sadly mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
So look at client results, not the person, because the odds are you're not going to look like the person who you are about to buy from. Just bottom line, not going to happen. But you could potentially, and most likely, not just potential, you can definitely look like some of the clients who they've coached. So if you like the client results, that's what you need to be focused on. That's what you need to be aware of, because that is more like us, like you, versus these people who have superior genetics, potentially on the sauce, because that's how they're going to try and make a living, and have potentially been working out since they were like middle school, high school. Other than that, what did you say, there's any other green flags?
Just that they're transparent.
Yeah, transparency is a big thing.
That honestly, there's so many sayings that you could point to, but yeah, transparent about, it's going to be hard. Yes, the reason you probably can't gain muscle and lose weight, a lot of that comes down to the basics that we talked about, like the basic information. But after the basic, it's implementing, it's just human freaking behavior. That is so hard. If it was easy to change, I mean, you wouldn't be struggling with a lot of the things you struggle. Or very the issues true. That you have. So that's the hard piece.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Thanks for bearing with us during the delay when we were trying to, you know, do some soul searching and figure out who we are. But what we are is we like to podcast and we want to try and bring information to you guys for no cost. We want to grow the podcast. We want it to be able to monetize it in the future. And eventually one day, if people ask us to coach them, we would love to coach, but we're not going to try and sell you guys. We're not going to try and do any of these shady deals that we tried last year. Not that they were shady, but things that that aren't us, you know,
not
our style. Thank you, Annabel. Not our style.
But there's multiple ways to go about it. It just
exactly.
Wasn't...
And yeah, I'm not trying to just crap on how people make a living, but that's just not how we want to do it. And
we don't mess with people's food, Cam. We know that.
Mess with people's food.
Yeah, well, how they get their food, how they get their bread, you know?
Oh, yeah,
pain. You don't mother people's income or money.
That's true. But yeah, we're going to be podcasting more, probably posting less on social media other than clips from the podcast, clips here and there. But that is probably the best way if you want to get in contact with us. Other than that, is there anything else, Annabelle?
Yeah, we share funny memes, videos.
Yeah, we'd love to chat. Whether you are, you know, religious or non-religious, Annabel and I really, really do pray that you guys have a blessed day and just a blessed life in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah.
See you guys.
All right. Bye, guys.